The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are ready to hit it big tonight. It is a three-headed monster here. We've got tremendous guests here ahead of the United States-Mexico game this coming Saturday. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Glenn Davis. Thank you for tuning in to the Best in Soccer Talk. Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. So here's what we got for you tonight. We will hear from U.S. defenders Matt Beisler and Jeff Cameron. Of course, for those listening here in Houston, you do know Jeff Cameron, a former Houston Dynamo. And, of course, we've seen Matt Beisler with Sporting Kansas City. These two talking about the challenges that Mexico will pose up front. We'll talk about Oribe Peralta. We'll talk about Chicharito Hernandez and the differing qualities that those strikers bring. Kai Kamara, who was a former Houston Dynamo player, now leading Major League Soccer with goals scored. An absolutely stunning season for Kamara. We're going to find out how it's all coming together for him. We'll talk to him about his time in Houston because he didn't like leaving Houston when he left. And also about how Kai Kamara, well, is just a fun entertainer, great for the game of soccer. Now, in the World's game this weekend, we saw it all. We saw Sergio Aguero score 5 goals in a 6-1 win over Newcastle. We saw Arsenal playing beautiful football, dispatching Manchester United, who could not keep pace with them. 2 goals in the first 7 minutes put this in no doubt. This was scintillating. Gunners fans now dreaming of a Premier League title. Are we being a little bit premature here? I want to hear from Arsenal fans tonight. Chelsea go down 3-1 at home to Southampton. Fans booing. They're walking out. Jose Mourinho goes off the rail with a 7-minute rant. We will play you some of that tonight. So Chelsea fans, tonight's your night to step up. Should the special one stay or should he go? In your opinion. 713-780-3776. Speaking of gone, he is gone. Brendan Rodgers at Liverpool, replaced after the 1-1 draw in the Merseyside derby with Everton. Jurgen Klopp expected to be next, according to all the Twitter experts. And is just replacing the manager, though, going to fix things at Liverpool? So, Liverpool fans, I want to hear from you, and that includes Peter from the Gorgeous Gale, which is a great spot for Liverpool fans to watch their team. Of course not. There's got to be support with the director alongside whoever the new manager is. And if it's Jurgen Klopp, he needs a sporting director next to him. They need players. Liverpool have slid down the hill since Luis Suarez moved to Barcelona. And, of course, the Steven Gerrard era finished. Now, you go back to that title that they should have won, quite frankly. Didn't manage a game out. Cost them a Premier League title. Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, 1-1 in the Madrid derby. Talk to me about it. 713-780-3776. And Dynamo fans, where are you? What are your thoughts on the Dynamo going down to FC Dallas yet again? It dates way back to prior to Owen Coyle getting here. The Dynamo just can't get results against the overall team speed and quality of FC Dallas. Tough day in midfield, dealing with the likes of Fabian Castillo, Barrios, Texera. tough one for the Houston Dynamo. And, you know, it was 1-1 at halftime. Ricardo Clark had scored a wonderful goal. And then, unfortunately, the Dynamo would end up on the short end of this. But they came out in the second half and actually had a wonderful chance to go up 2-1. Saved. So, anyway, rough one for the Houston Dynamo. I want to hear from you, the Dynamo fan. And are you okay with the fact that the Dynamo likely not going to make the playoffs? They're still in it mathematically, still in it potentially. But are you okay with this being called the rebuild year, which is what I have been saying here throughout the year? Overachievement if they get in the playoffs. Do you like the progress being made? It's certainly a more interesting year. I don't think there's any question. So 713-780-3776, if you dare. I want to hear from you Premier League fans. Jurgen Klinsmann, he has made it clear the U.S. are going to beat Mexico. Let's talk about it. Do you agree? 713-780-3776. And we will continue to give tickets away here tonight, courtesy of Amigo Energy. But bring me your opinion. Get bold, get brave, get out from behind the computer, and get on the show here tonight. We'll talk about loyalty in comparison to blind loyalty. We will talk about narcissism and managers. There is a lot to talk about tonight. Again, at 713-780-3776. Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, it's Soccer Matters. Instagram, it's Glenn Davis Soccer. And by the way, the podcast now at podcastarena.com. Podcastsarena.com. So that's where we'll direct you to the podcasts. Again, we always stream at ESPN975.com. Danish Inspirations, 7-Up, Amigo Energy, Daspit Law Firm, Bar Munich, The Gorgeous Gale. Thank you very much for your support of this show. So, producer Conrad and I have done some good work in finding, and really more producer Conrad, finding some very interesting sound from Jose Mourinho, who gets asked one question, goes on a 7-minute rant after the 3-1 loss to Southampton, Mourinho blaming everyone, including you and me, for the Blues' struggles. But what is really going on here? Let's take a listen to this sound. Jose Mourinho post-match after the 3-1 loss to Southampton. Now, this is interesting stuff here because this is a man who's got a real complex with I. My thoughts on Jose Mourinho is that narcissism consumes the man. And let's think here for a minute. Narcissism, the me attitude. Yeah, it's all tolerable when you're winning. It's accepted when you're winning. No one will step up and criticize or be critical of Jose Mourinho when you're winning in a healthy way. There is no doubt this is a talented man. Jose has been fulfilling his self-prophecy. But when you're not winning, you are certainly going to be a bit of a target here, and you will get criticized. The Mourinho ego has to work so hard. It's so inflated. It's not working now. His behavior shows it. He seems to have lost and is blaming everybody. 16th out of 20 teams. This team didn't all of a sudden lose talent. I don't think there were enough moves made in the offseason, but this team did not lose talent. So here is Jose Mourinho just rambling on.
Chelsea. The result 1-1 is a huge penalty, and once more, we don't get. And a penalty is a crucial moment in the game with the result 1-1. And I repeat, if the FA wants to punish me, they can punish me. They don't punish other managers. They punish me. It's not a problem for me. But I want to repeat because I think my players deserve it. Chelsea fans deserve it. I am a Chelsea fan too. And I want to say it again. Referees are afraid to give decisions for Chelsea. Why? Because when they give, there is always a question mark from you. There is always a question. There is always a critic. So we are always punished. We are punished because Diego Costa is suspended with images. In other matches, we see the same thing and doesn't happen. Clear penalties are not given, and we does. Is one and one and one and one. And even in the Champions League, in a match you lose 2-1, even in the Champions League, which is a game with not three officials but with five, we are not giving a penalty in the last minute. And this penalty in this game today is more than crucial. Do you know why? Because my team in this moment, the first negative thing that happened, the team collapsed. The team mentally, psychologically, the team is unbelievable down. It looks like good players are bad players. And the first half was a game where we didn't show our quality, but we were in control. We were more than in control. And one mistake, lack of concentration, one goal, and you arrive at halftime. In normal circumstances, you come to the second half and you do your game. I told the players at halftime, no panic. We are not losing 4-0. It's 1-1, no panic. The team comes with a good spirit. We have a penalty. And the penalty is a giant penalty. And he was afraid to give, like everybody else is afraid to give. So no penalty. And after that, the team lost even more confidence. And you know that their second goal is an individual mistake. Their third goal is another individual mistakes. And the team mentally, they try, but they collapse. They are in such a low moment that they collapse. I can also know what you are thinking, what you are saying in studio, what people imagine, what is going to happen, what is not going to happen. I want to let it clear. One, I don't run away. Two, if the club wants to sack me, they have to sack me because I'm not running away from my responsibility, from my team.
All right. We'll maybe listen to some more of this. This is fascinating, though. For Jose, there's a reminder that games are 90 minutes. Blaming officials, blaming his players, blaming everybody and anybody. This is a guy off the rails. And for all of you who he's brilliant with the media, he's struggling right now. And it's funny how he separates himself from the team. It's not we. It's him separated from the team now. He's the greatest manager. By the way, the FA has charged Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho with misconduct after the game with the comments he made. The FA statement is it's alleged his remarks constitute improper conduct, bias on part of the match official, whatever. It's blame game. That's not leadership. This is a very narcissistic man, a very talented man. And when you're winning, you don't get criticized, and nobody's going to step up. Remember, he didn't leave Real Madrid in the best of places with a lot of people. The ego continues to work so hard for Jose Mourinho, and he's lost. It's off the rails. 16 out of 20th in the Premier League. Would love your thoughts on this. 713-780-3776. His players all of a sudden didn't become bad players, did they? The talent at his fingertips? 713-780-3776. So I'm believing now that this locker room worry, there's truth to it. I don't think there's any question that there's problems in the locker room, that he may have lost his team to a degree. But, wow, it's fascinating. 713-780-3776. Elected to the U.S. Hall of Fame, Casey Keller, Ziggy Schmidt, and Glenn Myernick, who passed away. His son, Travis Myernick, was there picking up the jacket. Again, the Dynamo going down 4-1. Now, the other big thing in Europe was Manchester City, 6-1 over Newcastle. How about a day from Sergio Aguero? And what a day it was. 5 goals for Aguero, and he now has jumped up to number 2 in the league. Here's what it sounded like.
Zabaleta, Silva again. David Silva, it's a perfect ball. Aguero's in the middle! There's David Silva. Now Sergio Aguero. This could be trouble for Newcastle. Aguero, deflected! Navas, put the space here for De Bruyne! That's how to finish! And they're on the back foot here. That's Sergio Aguero. Goes hunting for more. Aguero gets more. De Bruyne into a great area. You know who is there again.
You know who. was there again. What a day for Sergio Aguero, and what a day it was for Arsenal. I want to hear from Arsenal fans here today because, wow, what a game they produce against Manchester United, and I think that's a game now you put a circle around and you go, yeah, we're competing for the Premier League title. Consistency, we'll see, but this was some fascinating soccer. A couple of great goals from Alexis Sanchez. Ozil got one. Tremendous. 713-780-3776. Thoughts on Jose Mourinho? Thoughts on the Premier League weekend? Thoughts on the Dynamo FC Dallas? Thoughts on U.S.-Mexico? I want to hear from you tonight. Be brave, be bold. Let's start it with Martin. Martin, what's on your mind? Martin.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Martin. Thank you very much for the phone call from Humble, Texas.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Glenn. First off, a lot of things that Chelsea's been doing, it doesn't seem like that back line has melded together as well as it did last year. That was what one thing that I believe that really made the force last year was that defensive line rolls back more with Cahill and Perry. But now I know Kurt Zouma's getting plugged in and out of there, I believe. I just wanted to get your thoughts on some of the substitutions that Mourinho makes from time to time. I believe during the game, I honestly don't remember what minute, but he pulled Willian to put in Pedro, and I didn't understand why that phase of the game he was doing that. So I thought Willian gave us more opportunities, gave Chelsea more opportunities to score. So I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's going to be subjective at this point. William, for that, that's not part of the bigger picture for me. This is a guy that's grasping at any straws to try and turn things around, okay? You saw how out of control and crazy this rant was. This is not a joke. This is a guy that's, I think, really lost some real control here. You mentioned the back line. I mean, you got to remember what goes on in front of a back four is important as well, and that area hasn't been very good for Chelsea either. Matic hasn't been as dominant as before. There's guys that are underperforming, but you know what? You're the manager, and it's your responsibility. You're at the top of it. I don't like how Mourinho separates himself from the players here. It's a lot of the blame game. I don't think there's any question. As we all know, he's a very talented manager and talented man, but he is struggling in a major league way, and I don't know. Sometimes it's the kiss of death when a soccer club comes out and says, oh, no, he's got our full vote of confidence. We'll see. We'll see. But this is fascinating. They've got to get results and get them quick. He's saying, we can't win the title now, but we could still be a top four team, which is entirely possible with all the points that are out there. But they are in deep trouble right now, and it's been fascinating to see. It is a major meltdown. I don't think there's any question, and it's so distasteful sometimes how much blaming the guy does. It's like, are you going to take your ball and go home now? And there are other times where I really am thrilled, and I think the guy's funny. But, you know, I watched them get beat by a bunch of young kids that the New York Red Bulls put out in a preseason game, and I said to myself, that's not healthy what happened. And he was very upset after the game, more than people know. And you know, there's a 16-year-old kid who scored a goal against and ran past John Terry. I mean, it to me, did something was wrong at that point. And I said, well, I can't put too much into this result. It's a preseason friendly. And then again, I'm like, well, wait a second. This is on TV. This is in front of a lot of fans. It just said to me that something was not quite right, Martin.
Right. And I thought it was funny that in that clip you played, that one of the things you mentioned was he was a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
And he, like how you were saying earlier, he removes himself from the team and he kind of puts himself, just make that comment that you're outside the fan. You're the manager of the team. You should be invested in those guys and the product you're putting out on the field. If we had fans running every single team, and it'd be kind of.
Well, let's also not forget, he's being tactically outmaneuvered by a lot of coaches right now. Okay? So you can't just blame it on the players. He's losing the tactical battle to almost every single manager he faces every weekend, which I'm sure it hits his ego. And he's got a monster ego that has to be completely fed all the time. He is a narcissist. I don't think there's any question. And listen, there's nothing wrong with ego. We all have it. We all have it, including me right here in this studio. We all have ego, but it's a healthy ego that's needed. And I think The problem here is when you're like him, if you're winning, it's all good, and you're the king of your castle. But when you start not getting results, and to the point where, I mean, this is one of the worst starts in Chelsea history. I think it goes back to 78 or something. When this happens, now it's a bit different. And people aren't afraid to come out maybe and speak out a little bit about you. People might confront you a little bit more in a locker room. It's a little bit different right now for the special one.
All right. I do have one more question for you, Glenn, or a point, or I just want to see what your thoughts on it. I've seen somewhere a story about Jurgen Klopp, I'm sorry, going to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. That's the odds-on favorite right now.
Yeah, if you could, can I just get your thoughts on that, and I'll hang up.
Okay, thank you very much, Martin. And Martin and Humble, we really appreciate your phone call. I like Jurgen Klopp a lot. I think he's a great manager. We have to remember he's going from the German Bundesliga to the Premier League. He's going to need a sporting director that he can work side by side with, that work together. They're going to need more players. So it's not going to be just a coach coming in waving the magic crystals. And that's what I tried to remind people with the Dynamo signing of Owen Coyle. Because he's a Premier League manager doesn't guarantee you success or anything. It just means he's a very talented manager. He's still getting used to Major League Soccer. He's still trying to find his players. So it just doesn't happen by getting a manager now. But getting a manager can go a long way in getting the ship right at Liverpool. And it all went south once Luis Suarez left. I mean, let's face it. And they should have won the Premier League that one year. Gave up too many goals, didn't manage out a final game. All right, I got a lot more to talk about here on the show. But before we go to break here, with the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that even if we shouldn't wear white anymore, it's always okay to wear orange. Now, I'm talking about Amigo Energy here. The summer's over, but it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. Amigo Energy wants to save you money, all right? They've got a new featured product, and it's for my listeners, Soccer Matters listeners, for the month of September and October. It's back to school. You know, with back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. It's the Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24 has no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees, just a great low rate. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Sign up for Basics 24 or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on this show. And by the way, you sign up right now, you'll get two tickets to the Dynamo Santos Laguna match this Saturday while supplies last. And right now, the sixth caller will get a pair of tickets to Dynamo Santos Laguna, the Dynamo Charities Cup. Sixth caller right now at 713-780-3776. When we come back, Ryan, you will be up first on the show. It is a 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back, everybody. Quick word here for Bud Light. They remind you they are the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light remind you that, look, when their games live here in Houston, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium, whether it's the Dynamo, the Dash, international soccer coming through like Argentina, Bud Light wants you there. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, and Bud Light has been the perfect beer for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So thank you, Bud Light. Also, quick word right now again for Amigo Energy. And again, Amigo Energy wants to save you money. And they remind you, wear orange for the Houston Dynamo. It's never a bad time to think about assessing your electricity providers. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September and October. With back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Now, Amigo Energy Basics 24 has no minimum usage fees, no customer service or payment fees. Don't you love that? Sweep all that stuff out of there. Save you money. It's a great low rate. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Sign up for Basics 24 or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. $92.99. And if you sign up right now, get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Santos Laguna, the champions of Mexico. And that's this Saturday. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. We're talking Chelsea, Jose Mourinho. We're talking Arsenal, dominating performance over Manchester United. We're talking Sergio Aguero scoring 5 goals for Manchester City against Newcastle. We're talking the Dynamo getting beat at FC Dallas. Your thoughts on that game as well, and if that could have been different up there. The overall team speed of FC Dallas, difficult for the Dynamo to handle in this one. To Houston we go, and Ryan. Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, Ryan, for calling the show.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts, first of all, on Alexis coming into form. He seems to be, picking up nicely after that little, after his stint off in the Copa America. And then I also wanted to hear if you, saw the post-game comments from Theo Walcott and just how the players really, rallied around Arsene Wenger as he's been under so much pressure lately. And just kind of, compare and contrast that with what's going on in Chelsea. And if they had won that game, do you think the players would have come to, Jose Mourinho's aid there? Or would it be, kind of like what he's doing now, really just everything's like falling apart and they're, kind of distancing themselves?
Yeah, I think they're fractured. I think it's off the rails. There were reports coming out from the media. You can't always believe the media. There were reports coming out that he was losing a bit of the locker room. There were struggles with John Terry. It's always tough when you got a legendary player like that who is beyond it. And, you're trying to figure out what to kind of do with him. He was a scapegoat. A lot of different people have been scapegoats. He's blamed everybody and everything except for you and me. I think it's a toxic situation. And part of what makes it toxic is that the man is incredibly narcissistic. The man is also incredibly very talented. But the self-prophecy that he has sort of garnered and put together, look, when you're winning and you're that type of guy with that monster ego, and we all have ego, and I'm not saying we don't. We all do. But when you're winning, you don't get criticized when you're, the king of the kingdom. But when you're losing, it's a different story. And now his behavior is showing it.
Right.
And I think, this 7-minute answer to a question was all about him serving his own ego. He seemed very blameless. And I'm going to say he's been getting outcoached and tactically he's lost the battle to a lot of people. That's why they're 16 out of 20 in the Premier League. You change the situation with Arsenal, and it's a very happy place right now because I think that win over Manchester United is a monster win. I think it's one now that really gives people self-belief that you can win a title. They're only 2 points off the pace to Manchester City. So I think it's a fascinating sort of comparison right now. Nobody's seen Jose Mourinho fall this bad ever. He did leave Real Madrid not in the best of ways. There you have it. As far as the Theo Walcott thing, those are just healthy comments coming from players that I think are in a good place. I think you made a great choice in saying that Alexis Sanchez is rounding into form. I think Ozil, it's a big goal for him in this last game because those two helped make that team go. With some fascinating soccer, can they be consistent in the future? That's the key.
Great. And just before I hang up, I'm going to hang up and listen, Glenn, but Do you think Chelsea's going to finish in top four?
Wow. That's a tough one. Listen, I'm not sure. I think it's so toxic, and this is just my gut, that it's going to be a tough turnaround. But do they have the talent there? I mean, it's not as though the man doesn't have talent to deal with. I mean, the Hazards of the world, the Costas of the world, the Williams of the world. I mean, I'm going to say right now, I don't think they will. But listen, there's a lot of points left, too. There's a lot of points available. It's an easy thing to say right now.
You don't think that has anything to do with some of the veteran leadership? Like, you know, Terry's been on the bench and Petrček moved to Arsenal. They're getting some, you know, some of that Chelsea old guards out the door now, and I think things are just
well.
Kind
they haven't
of
got Terry. Well, they haven't yet. Ryan. They haven't got Terry out the door. That may be part of the problem. You know, you have to be a master at the timing of great superstars who have, you know, helped your team to so much success, and it's not easy, and a lot of times it can kind of blow up in your face. But if you remember, the master at it was Sir Alex Ferguson, because he moved guys on when they still had value, and nobody crossed him. I mean, Yapstan writes a book and is critical of people at the club and a manager, and he's gone. You know, it's just a fascinating piece here, because it's a team loaded with talent, locker rooms are not always what they are perceived to be. Now, the press, though, was really leading on to a lot of problems in the Chelsea locker room, and I think we have to believe these were real facts and real positive judgment formed on Chelsea, because there's it's not working. I mean, I think he's lost the players.
Well, thanks for having me, Glenn. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Ryan, for the phone call and for coming on and talking the game. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir.
We keep it rolling. Let's go to Roland. Roland, what's on your mind tonight, Roland?
Well, I tell you, I've been hearing you for the last few weeks since I've been here in Texas, and I figure you're talking about Mexico and how things are going with Dynamo. But actually, when it comes to Jose Mourinho, you hit a soft spot. Because I actually think this guy is a good salesman, but I don't know if he's such a great coach as you seem to believe.
What do you mean you have to be more specific for me, Roland. What part? Man management, tactics?
Maybe it's his agent, because he is able to manage teams that are already on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So who is it that sells the owners of these clubs like Real Madrid, he is the one, and at the end, he wasn't the one. And back when I lived in Spain, and
narcissistic, yes.
Yeah, actually, I think he's a little crazy in the sense that, you know, putting his finger in the eye of Tito Villanova, Descanse en Paz.
Sure.
But
Roland,
and,
that's the behavior of a narcissistic person. They believe it's their world and you're just living in it. That's the ego out of control, and that's all good. And you can get away with doing that stuff when you're winning. But when you're losing, now you have people challenge you.
Well, yeah, but it all seems that he jumps boat when he starts losing.
Well, that's why he got upset when they said you're only a good manager for 3 years every time. Remember?
Well, exactly, but that's just the point. So who is selling the owners of these clubs that he's the best, when at final what he does is he ends up...
Roland, hold on. You got to give the man has won titles. He's won. That would be like saying...
Titles with clubs. Let him take a club that isn't in the top three and see if he can win a title. I doubt it.
Well, but we could say that.
What did he do to the Portero
Castillo? Yeah, well, there's certain.
He destroyed him.
Yeah. I think you bring a good point up. There's certain managers built for certain teams. There's hired guns. There's guys who are better long term because they're more focused on player development and have that as a part of their criteria and repertoire as a manager. Some are better man managers. Some are better tacticians. Some are better motivators. Not for a second can we discount that this man is not a good manager. I won't agree with you on that. That he probably has a tremendous agent. But the man has talent, and I don't think there's any question. It doesn't mean people with talent don't have down periods and bad times, because he's in a bad one right now, and he seems all over the place.
Well, that's, you know, just your way of how he had the last press conference talking about the referees.
He's blaming everything and anybody.
Well, yeah, but that's typical what a player would say after a game.
Yeah, but who's going to buy that? Roland, they're in 16th place out of 20 teams. Nobody's buying this BS that's being spewed out now. In fact, when you look at it, you see how selfish he is, and he's throwing his team under the bus, and it's making him look even worse.
Because now he's in the spotlight, and he doesn't have his agent or someone that is able to sell and speak for him. So what does he talk? He talks BS. Como siempre.
He's getting called to the carpet.
I am a Forca Barca. I love Barcelona for the last 20 years. I just feel that this gentleman is not capable to bring someone from below up. Now, he can ride them while they're up, but then he jumps boat and he goes on to the next team and somehow becomes the coach of another team. I hope he never comes to the States because it'd be a real fracaso. I mean,
Could you imagine him coaching Roland, can you imagine him coaching in Major League Soccer with all the player budgets and all the categorization of players? Come on, it would be.
I hope they don't make a mistake and think that bringing him like they bring Beckham is going to bring Gloria to this. The Major League Soccer. I don't know where he's going next, but
he's still the manager of Chelsea.
No players are going to go to England anymore. It's going to be Bayern or Barcelona, which have great economic. They've always had great economic.
I don't believe you for a second because look, there are teams that are bypassing him. Manchester United didn't want him. Barcelona doesn't want him. There are going to be a lot of clubs, big clubs, that don't want Jose Mourinho, okay, for a variety of reasons.
He brings that attitude of I'm Dios, and I'm the one who's going to tell you what you're going to do. And so there are some people that finally realize that he is not that great trainer that everybody thought he was. And that's what I just wanted to comment that I heard you talking about him, and I've heard you for weeks. And when you talk about Jose Mourinho, to me, he is not worthy of such to be put on a pedestal as a great manager. I don't think he's a great manager. I think he just has the opportunity to take great teams while they're up and then in somewhere dissect them to the point where at the end he dissects them to where to his liking, which again shows that his liking isn't the preference for the club. And the club says, okay, bye. Now he supposedly just signed another 4-year extension with Chelsea. I guarantee he's not going to get this 4 year, but he's a smart man and his agent is too, because of $18 million he's making a year now and he might make 22 next year. He's going to sign the finiquito in maybe a year and he's going to walk out a millionaire again. Well, that's a very smart
We already know he's got more money. That's not what it's about. But Roland, listen, thank you very much. Great comments. I appreciate you listening and I appreciate all your comments tonight. You bring up a good one. He's a different kind of manager. Thank you, Roland.
Viva football.
Yeah, I like that from Roland. And Roland, obviously, a fan of Barcelona. Hey, listen, the Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents to medical injuries, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, wrongful death. It happens. It's covered by the Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, with the Daspit Law Firm, you rest more assured in these tough times that you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. By the way, bilingual, 888-273-1045. That's toll-free, 888-273-1045. Soccer Matters thanks the Daspit Law Firm and Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you, they're the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens, and Bud Light is the perfect beer for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light, the official beer of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Duncan, stay with us. You will be first up when we come back. Much more to talk about. Any Dynamo fans out there want to talk Houston Dynamo tonight? 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Gets it clear. Coughlin with the challenge. Here's Ozil again. Ramsey in the channel to Ozil. Back post is Sanchez, and it's a lovely flick. He made a terrific lock on the back post and the near post. Arsenal's early pressure pays dividends at the Emirates. 5 minutes in, Arsenal 1, Manchester United 0.
Where are you Gunners fans? Because Arsenal really putting it to Manchester United, a 3-0 win, and it is a big one for Arsenal now, only 2 points behind Manchester City. 713-780-3776. Quick word here for the gorgeous Gale. And by the way, that goal from Alexis Sanchez brought to you by Bayern Munich on Louisiana. Great place for watching games, the Bayern Munich. Go down there, say hello to Raymond, official Soccer Matters bar pub for watching games, Bayern Munich. So we thank Bayern Munich. And then in West University, it's the gorgeous Gale. It's a wonderful place. Irish pub in West University. You get that Irish hospitality, gorgeous Gale. You get over there, you've got domestic and crafted beers, strong whiskey offerings, cocktails, good food, thegorgeousgalebar.com, and it's barmunich.com. And the Gorgeous Gale is a big Liverpool place. The owner, Peter, loves Liverpool, and I'm wondering what he's thinking about the firing of Brendan Rodgers. We haven't had any Liverpool fans calling in here tonight. Well, maybe one. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. And before we do, right now, sixth caller, you will get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Santos Laguna. Sixth caller, courtesy of Amigo Energy. It's Houston Dynamo Santos Laguna. It's MLS against Liga MX. Sixth caller right now, Dynamo Santos Laguna. And then we will go to the phone lines now. We'll take Duncan. Duncan, what's on your mind, Duncan?
Well, I want to ask you about the other managerial change in the Premier League. And you talked a lot about Liverpool, but Sunderland, and I'm a big Black Cat fan, has seen its manager step down over the weekend. I want your thoughts on that situation.
Yeah, Dick Advocaat stepping down. You know what? He made a very big mistake, Duncan. His wife told him never to take that job at Sunderland. And in the end, his other half was right. Problem with this was bad results. An obvious, long, tedious battle is ahead to avoid relegation. And not enough resources. I mean, that's probably what it's come down to. I don't know how it came down. I don't know if somebody came to him.
He did a good job last spring in keeping them up. Where the wife was convinced him, I thought, to not come back this fall was part of that discussion. He probably didn't need to come back. And in fact, he wasn't going to originally. And I agree with you in that sense. Do you think Allardyce?
Big Sam?
Big Sam? He used to play for Sunderland. Would he be a viable candidate?
It's possible. I mean, first of all, so they have a sporting director named Lee Conjurton, okay? He's out as well. I don't think he's out, but my point is the whole relationship between us.
I think you're right.
The relationship between sporting directors and managers at clubs that have thin resources and even at clubs that have a lot of resources, it's so vital. If we look at the Houston Dynamo, for instance, they have a general manager now. The general manager is Matt Jordan. Him and Owen Coyle have to work together to move this team forward in the future with player choices. Now, how it exactly works, is it Owen Coyle saying, hey, I need a midfield player, I need a number 10, I need a wide man? How does it work? I mean, the Dynamo will always say it's a collaboration. So it's hard to really know sometimes how it all works. And if in the case of a manager, they're being handed players and told to make it work. I don't know. But
yeah.
Advocates had a lot of success in a lot of other places. But I think it's very tough for teams like Sunderland now, who come from such a great part of England when it comes to passion and history for soccer, but if you don't have the resources, boy, it's pretty hard to contend in the Premier League.
You're right. Even with isn't the owner from Dallas?
For Sunderland?
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe something I don't
Irish,
know.
Part Dallas, I believe. I think he's I believe so.
Of course.
Short is his name. Ellis Short.
Okay. If we look at Liverpool,
anyway.
I mean, we know those are American owners that made the move.
Yeah.
Ellis Short is a London-based Irish-American businessman.
And I think he has some ties to Texas and Dallas as well.
Maybe you're right. But I appreciate that.
Anyway,
great stuff, Duncan. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Yeah.
So Duncan weighing in there. Ellis Short was born in Independence, Missouri. He resides in London, England. I'm not sure. I'm looking for Dallas ties here. I'm not seeing one, but there may be some. So 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. And we've gotten another winner. Do we have the name of that winner, Conrad, who won the last pair of tickets? Now, let's look at the FC Dallas game, too. We could talk about that a little bit because the Dynamo go down 4-1. What was it?
Chris Simpson.
Ah, Chris Simpson is a winner tonight with these Dynamo tickets. Congratulations, Chris. 713-780-3776. We knew going into this game Fabian Castillo a danger. FC Dallas is an amazing story. They have more homegrown players than any in Major League Soccer. They actually play a lot. So they're one of the younger, less experienced teams in the league, yet they have one of the lowest budgets, along with the New York Red Bulls. And both of those teams are very successful. FC Dallas has made it very clear that they want to be known, their purpose as a club is going to be known as youth developers. So it's pretty fascinating. But Castillo was a player that we all know in the beginning came to FC Dallas. They paid real money for him. And it took him a number of years to get into the league and become a player that was more than just blazing pace. He now executes plays. He's got 9 goals and 7 assists. And there's still a high ceiling for him to be even better. So it was 1-1. Ricardo Clark scored a fantastic goal for the Houston Dynamo to make it 1-1. Beginning of the second half, the Dynamo come out playing well, taking the game to FC Dallas, who controlled the first half. And Lando Miranda had a wonderful chance after a wonderful setup, a wonderful ball from Brad Davis to make it 2-1. And then after that, David Teixeira hit an absolute bomb. And Teixeira's goal came out of a defender leading the attack, running it out of the back. Dynamo midfielders got caught behind the ball, out of the play. And you look on the video, it's just FC Dallas players outrunning Dynamo players. Barrios pulled and occupied a center back, and Teixeira hits a bomb. Kellen Acosta got one. This is a kid I saw a couple years ago in San Antonio. I was like, this kid's got a future. I could not believe how mature he was as a 19-year-old or whatever he was. So what we must remember, though, is Oscar Perea headed up the youth side of FC Dallas. He has faith. He has real knowledge. He has real eye tests on all these kids. He's worked with them. He knows them. And this is why he's had the confidence to play him. He's had a hand in shaping them. For me, the Dynamo, not enough territorial play in the final third of the field. It's been tough this year, and it kind of left Will Bruun out of this one. Didn't get a lot of balls to feet. The time he did, he had a little bit of a tougher time controlling it. Giles Barnes, didn't get the juice out of Giles Barnes you need. Tough. Just a highly athletic team, a difficult team to deal with. The Dynamo really struggled with them. Costa, you know, came in late and scored. And quite frankly, he was not tracked. So it was tough. And it's consistency. It's been up and down all year for the Dynamo. It's been more interesting product this year. I don't think there's any question. Long shot to make the playoffs. But progress being made, hopefully. And look, next year, will be the real litmus test. The Dynamo are going to have to make some moves, and they're going to have to make player moves. I don't think there's any question. So we're hoping the Dynamo can continue to try and move it forward. But it really has been an inconsistent year. There's some nights, I mean, look, you beat the LA Galaxy, you beat Vancouver. You have some wonderful nights of soccer down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Maybe unlucky on the road a couple of times where you played well and you just didn't get the full points. But there's a lot of moving parts that have changed. And it's been very different for the Dynamo. It's been different for a manager. It's been different for a GM. So time has to be given. I don't think there's any question. Now, the second hour coming up. What an hour we got for you. We're going to start with Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew, the number one goal scorer in all of Major League Soccer. It's a really interesting interview. Kamara, I love, and I'll tell you why I love him. I love him because he's about entertainment. He loves the entertainment side of the game in Major League Soccer. And then you're going to hear from center backs for the United States national team, Jeff Cameron and Matt Beasler, talking about the U.S.-Mexico this coming weekend. A couple of quick words here and quick mentions. Houstonians know that it's never a bad time to think about your electricity provider. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September and October. Back to school is over. It's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24. There's no usage fees. There's no customer service. No payment fees. All that garbage that just bilks you. It's just a great low rate. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Sign up for Basics 24. 888-995-9299. Now, if you do it now at 888-995-9299, you sign up, you get two tickets to the Dynamo Santos game while supplies last. Support these sponsors of this show because they're supporting your game. 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and, of course, Amigo Energy. All right, we'll take a break here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. When we come back, we'll start it off in the second hour with the number one goal scorer in Major League Soccer, Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew.
ESPN 97.5.